This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It is the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week of April 20th to the 24th, a list of the top 10 stories, according to the research done by Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and his staff and crew. We have the top stories, the top people, lots of discussions this week, appropriate, some of them. I guess they're all appropriate, depending on how you stretch the word appropriate. But lots to talk about, Michael. So shall we get started with the story list, and then we'll do the people list, and then you and I will get into it, as it were.
All right. Yes, I'd say most of these stories are appropriate. Of course, they center around the coronavirus, so there are many stories that also would be appropriate that are being ignored. But you can only have so much, you know, room in your consciousness for so many topics. Yeah. And it's one of the lessons in this is just how selective we are about what we consider to be news and prioritizing our stories.
Tough job.
Yeah, it's an important job, too.
Yep.
So much censorship and repression is done by not covering stories as opposed to necessarily.
On purpose for some of them. That's my editorial, not yours.
It's a subjective determination. It happens all the time. Of course, there's also follow the leader in the media. So sometimes everybody follows each other.
Well, it isn't just in the media, in the news media, but it's in the medical world. I mean, we can talk about some of that stuff when we get to healthcare, but the things that are being said and done about certain treatments and the veracity of things, it just is pretty amazing what's going on. Something to talk about anyway. So
all of the hypocrisy and politics and weaknesses of character are all being exposed in this particular stretch of history. Let's go into the chart here. At number 10, we have tornadoes in the southeast. At number 9, we have Earth Day tied with climate change. And they, of course, spark each other in terms of conversation. Number 8, the NFL. That's the National Football League. The NFL draft. At number 7, psychology tied with communications technology. At number 6, U.S.-China relations and controversy over the World Health Organization. At number 5, we have statistics and projections. At number 4, healthcare. At number 3, the presidential race and politics. At number 2, civil liberties, government relief packages issues. Those are tied. And number 1 tied, we have the economy and the issue of lives versus livelihood. The People Survey has number 10, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She's getting ready to run for re-election. At number 9, Nancy Pelosi. She's wiping her nose all over the podium. At number 8, Mitch McConnell.
Good God.
At number 8, Mitch McConnell. At number 7, Xi Jinping and Tedros Adhanom. At number 6.
Adhanom.
Joe Biden at number 6. Do you remember him? He used to be involved in things.
Yeah. There's another ad hominem. Yeah.
At number 5, Dr. Rick Bright. At number 4, Brian Kemp, Carolyn Goodman, and Ron DeSantis, political figures. At number 4, Andrew Cuomo and Gretchen Whitmer. We have at number 2, Dr. Tony Fauci and Dr. Deborah Birx. And number 1, Dr. Donald Trump. I have given him an honorary Talkers Magazine doctorate.
Is this a PhD? Is it an EDD? Is it an MD? Is it a DDD? What is this?
BSD.
BS degree. Yes. Correctamundo. Well, there's so much BS floating around. It's really hard. That's why this is such an important service, to be able to try to separate the wheat from the chaff, to use a farming expression that we use on the farm. There's stuff that is just plain garbage that is coming out. And one of the things, because I think this is appropriate, Michael, if I can direct your attention to your thoughts about Earth Day. This is Earth Week. the nuance of teaching people, whether they even are thinking about it at this point in time, how important oxygen is, because we don't have a planet, we don't have life without it, and that's really kind of what Earth Day, the trees, planting trees, it's something that gets lost oftentimes because there's so much of a political agenda attached to it. But you know me, I don't care about politics when it comes to this sort of thing. It just is something for people to know. Youngsters, what a shame we're not in school, because there's always that opportunity to teach youngsters who just don't have, you know, not being brought up on a farm, not being around things that grow anymore. People don't get how important the earth, the sustenance of the earth. I'm getting onto my bully pulpit.
Yeah, listen to you. Wow.
I know, yeah.
Mr. Environmentalist.
Well, I think that we need to be a little more conscious, frankly, and I think that's one of the things that we're learning from this experience so far this year, of how much we have cleaned up our act a bit, whether we did it because we wanted to or because we had to. But a lot of things have become cleaner because of what has happened, and one wonders how, when we get back to a more normal place, whatever that's going to be, how we will turn our attention to respecting and not polluting this planet.
Well, perhaps it is we who are the virus.
Ah. There's a
profound.
Yeah. All right. But can we survive without destroying ourselves is the question. And maybe that question applies to humanity in general and our getting along with each other, because I think one of the things that's become very clear, at least in my circle this week, has been the role the Chinese and the Iranians and the Russians are playing, kind of in a way. You can make a good argument for China creating this to bring the rest of the world to its knees, because they've already succeeded in capturing a good deal of the business that's done around the world, and people becoming dependent on their manufacturing, or at least that's what it seemed. It would be nice to see some leadership here going after incentivizing all American businesses who are doing business in China to come back to our country in some way, shape, or form. Is there anybody there with that leadership, do you think, thinking that way?
Well, it's very difficult to get people to take a political ideology that is not in concert with their finances, and many people are making a lot of money out of our relationship with China. So it's difficult to move politically in that direction. As a result of that, many in the media, many in the mainstream arena would say what you just said is conspiracy theory and wacko. But the fact of the matter is, if you look at it carefully, what you're saying is very valid. And there are a growing number of people in the national conversation echoing what you said. So this is not going to go away. And one of the main things that's going to happen, if not during, certainly after this crisis runs its course, if hopefully it does, will be investigating, okay, where did it come from? How did it happen? Who was responsible? Who did a good job? Who didn't do a good job? And who acted maliciously? And I think that that's all going to be part of this.
You can see already the setup, though, with I think it's the state of Minnesota or Mississippi, one of the M states, is suing already, the first suit to be in the international court, suing China, Chinese Communist Party, Chinese government for $8 billion. And the Chinese say, well, this is ridiculous. And they keep pointing to, and the World Health Organization is bolstering, because they're in concert with them, the fact that the thing started in a food court with bats being eaten, which everybody knows that has a brain, is an absolute lie. So, you know, you go from there. They're already trying to build, we didn't have anything to do with this. Well, I mean, come on. How stupid do you have to be to think that that's the case, with all the evidence that points, all the evidence from many different sources here? Anyway, I'm getting off on my...
That's okay. You're echoing what a lot of people are saying on talk radio, certainly, and that's what this survey is. This is a survey of conversations on talk radio, not necessarily the big news stories that are important, that we deem important, or that we consider to be big stories. These are big stories on radio. And radio is often a bellwether of public opinion.
Sure is.
You can tell where the national mood and elections and things of that nature are going by just listening to News Talk Radio, because it's all there, usually 6 months to a year or more ahead of the curve.
Yep. That's what we do here. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. Here's my reminder as you continue to focus. No matter what the course of this is, it still is important by any measure to stay healthy. The folks at MyPillow have for years and years offered a wash and dry pillow. All of the pillows at MyPillow, as a matter of fact, are wash and dry. The only company, the only pillow in existence that you can buy, use, wash, dry for 10 years. The pillow should last for 10 years doing that on a regular basis. If it doesn't, they give you a new one without charge. 60-day guarantee. You bring it into your home. You like it, great. You don't like it, send it back, get your money back. Can't do that with any other pillows either. But the important thing to remember is at this time, we really need to be thinking about our health and well-being, and there's nothing more important than having your surroundings, especially as much time as you're spending at home, be as clean as possible. That includes your bedroom, your bathroom, includes your bed, everything about your bed, the pillows. You know, you have things that come, they're on your body, even if you take a shower, then get into the pillows and the sheets and stuff. So if you want to protect yourself, stay clean. All these pillows, you can get up to 10 pillows for 66% off, whether it's the standard, the king, the queen size pillows, whatever it is, the platinum premium pillows, 66% on all the other products too with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. So don't miss out on the opportunity to save your health and well-being and also to get a great value on a great product, a great American product. These are all made in America. And you can get them, see the list, find out what you need, and then just buy them at MyPillow.com. They help you finance anything over $200. Great time to do it right now. Use the promo code DJV.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy, or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2 to 4%, and tiredness, 2 to 3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
So the important thing here is, in terms of understanding what we do on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison every week, is to figure out what the priorities are and what's behind the discussion on all these talk radio programs that Michael has access to, and then how you ferret through all the news stories, the things, and maybe we have our own thoughts. Michael certainly shares his. I share mine. The story in Phoenix about the protest when, you know, people are understanding that the hospitals are going to stay open and, you know, when are we getting back to business is the question. A lot of people asking that question. 21 after the hour.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And it does continue here. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, our weekly get-together, going through the charts that that point in one direction. It would seem we're just like for a month or more, it's been pretty much one direction only. And because News Talk Radio is so political, there is a, I don't know if danger is the right word, Michael. You can pick a word maybe that's better than that. The way the politicians, some of them, and the way some of the people on the radio have continued to hammer away at the political differences that divide our country in a time when it seems to me, as an objective, I hope I'm objective about most things, we ought to be unified. We ought to be, the enemy isn't the Republicans or the Democrats. The enemy is the Chinese. And the Chinese government and this whole business, we're at war with a disease, not with each other.
Yeah, we are at war with it. This is interesting. We are at war as human beings against another species. Yeah. This is
not interesting. Look at it that way.
It is.
It's humans versus the bugs.
Right.
The bugs are winning for a while.
We have been at war with the bugs since the beginning of time. Mm-hmm. And we don't think of it that way, but bacteria and viruses are real. They might even have a collective consciousness. They operate with great intelligence. It's just a very different type of intelligence than we understand.
And, well, look at how they morph and they change. They modify their,
right,
their existence.
Yeah. They have some tremendous natural collective strategy that they operate by. But that's what it comes down to. What we're talking about here is profound. The human race, the species, you know, Homo sapiens, is at war with this thing we call the novel coronavirus or COVID-19 or whatever you want to call it. It has a lot of names, but it's a virus. And how it was originated and all of that, those are different topics. But the fact of the matter is we're at war, and we have to come to terms with that.
Let me ask you why you think, in your experience and your knowledge, we haven't come together really to the point we did during this time after September 11th. We certainly did in World War II. We have come together in times of great urgency. This is a great urgent problem. So why are we fighting among ourselves as to how it's being handled instead of focusing all of our energy on the real enemy, which is the virus and the Chinese government?
Okay, well, you are viewing it through the lens of political dialogue. So before I answer your question, I have to tip my hat to all of those people who are coming together.
Yes.
All of the people on the front lines, all the people that are working, facing the disease, people who are cooperative, people who are staying home, following government directives, trying to do the right thing. So to say that we're all fighting with each other is an exaggeration.
It
now,
is, you're right.
But we are fighting with each other within the realm of activism and politics and the media. And the reason, in my opinion, that we are is because, one, there is a tremendous amount of political corruption and dishonesty that we seek victory at the expense of truth, and many people cannot let a good crisis go unused. Mm-hmm. So there is a tremendous amount of opportunism politically going on that's stoking the flames of disunity. And the other thing that's causing this is that at this point in time, and this is a broad statement, it's not true for everybody, but we don't trust each other.
Mm-hmm.
There is a very high level of distrust among people. So whereas before, oh, that's an expert, you know, good person, I trust that person. It's, what's his agenda? What's his game? When we see the dirty politics, when we see the opportunism, when we see the exploitation, the scams, the use of this issue for personal gain, the disingenuous activity on the part of universities, etc., it's hard not to say, okay, yeah, it's us against them, and lose sight of the real enemy.
All right, we'll talk more about that as we continue next half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Doda. There are trillions of bacteria in your digestive tract. Research suggests that having too many of the bad or not enough of the good bacteria can wreak havoc on your body. That's why taking a daily probiotic can help promote good health.
Probiotics are beneficial bugs. They're not pathogens. That means they're not things that want to attack us and cause illness. They're good bugs that are helpful either for digestion or for our immune system.
Gastroenterologist Dr. Joseph Murray says it's a good idea to feed that need.
Over generations, we've been killing our bugs. When you take an antibiotic, a general antibiotic, yes, it's important to treat the infection. But when we take those antibiotics, we're also basically declaring nuclear warfare on our good bugs.
While there are probiotic supplements, Dr. Murray likes to emphasize food-based probiotics, such as yogurt or kimchi. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Georgia's the latest state that's going to be reopening some businesses, as restaurants today can reopen their dining areas as long as they adhere to nearly 40 specific guidelines. One example, just 10 customers allowed for every 500 square feet of space. Brian Kemp, the governor, opened other businesses on Friday, from bowling alleys to salons and gyms. New coronavirus cases have been slowing in that state. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin saying the The federal government is doing everything it can to help the economy recover.
We are putting in an unprecedented amount of fiscal relief into the economy. You're seeing trillions of dollars that's making its way into the economy, and I think this is going to have a significant impact.
Mnuchin saying yesterday he expects the economy to be running again by June or July. And this is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Three people are dead, 16 people wounded after a violent weekend of shootings in Chicago. The most recent killing was last evening. Someone fired shots into a vehicle on the city's northwest side, injuring a 21-year-old woman and killing a 25-year-old man. Two men were killed in separate shootings on Friday evening and early Saturday morning on the south side of the city. It's the second straight violent weekend in Chicago after five people were killed and more than two dozen were wounded a week ago. In most U.S. cities, the pandemic has tamped down crime. In fact, violent crime in most cities is at record lows. The first virtual NFL draft drew record TV audiences. The NFL says this year's draft was the most watched NFL draft ever, drawing 55 million viewers over the course of 3 days. The numbers included at least a 32% increase each day as compared to last year. The NFL also says that more than $100 million was raised during the draft to help fight COVID-19 and give back to first responders. And Facebook now offering dating help in this day of coronavirus isolation. Facebook says this new feature is coming out within the next month or so and will stick around even after the pandemic. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, the week of April 20th to the 24th, last full week of the month of April. We'll be into May, Michael, before you know it. And the good weather, well, one of the things that is part of our countdown, the list of stories focusing on the tornadoes that have come about every year at this time, with spring coming in, winter going away, the clash of the cold air and the warm air and other systems. This year we seem to have been hit pretty hard in several areas, towns almost destroyed. But every year at this time, we seem to have this sort of discussion, do we not?
Yeah, tornadoes are part of the cycle. We have tornadoes in the spring. We have hurricanes in the fall. You know, we have blizzards, nor'easters, and drought, pestilence.
Our enemies.
Earthquakes.
Yes, right.
You know, and
it's a very interesting thing, living and dealing with Mother Nature, with the Earth, the planet, which is a living being thing.
Well, you know, the glorification of nature as being healthy, there's something wrong with that story.
You mean what we've done to it in terms of how it isn't just, as healthy?
Not just the idea that, you know, getting close to nature is healthy. Getting close to nature is a remedy, is a recipe for disaster. You'll freeze to death, you'll burn to death, you'll starve to death.
Depends on where you are, yeah, exactly. If you're in Hawaii, maybe a volcano will scare your pants off, but other than that, Hawaii is as close to a perfect place as I found on the planet, frankly. But you know, every place has its problems. And back to what you said, the reality of putting it into that perspective, we're at war with a bug. Yeah, and the bug, definitely. You know, there are a lot of people who scoff about the human race. Well, we've only been on the planet for about 300,000 years, give or take. And there were plenty of things around before that. Remember, the planet itself is 4 billion, maybe 5 billion years old. What's happened here? And then when you look at our solar system, which may be 10 or 12 billion years old, the universe, depending on whether you believe that it goes on forever, starts, who knows? There's the theory, the Big Bang theory, that 19 billion years ago, the size of a pin exploded and created all of this. You know, who knows what the reality is, frankly.
Well, the standard model right now that most of the scientists would say is 13.7 billion years ago, the universe came into existence from nothing. Yeah. And the Big Bang, they call it. And, of course, you know, that's a theory.
Right.
Scientists prove
that.
Scientists in charge of the establishment of the science community tend to forget the word theory, and they talk about their theories as though they're fact. So you know, we say science is the answer. Well, science is a method. As a method, science is the answer. But what the science establishment deems to be fact, that is really theory because they conveniently forget to use the word theory, well, that's just like politicians or people in business or scammers and people seeking victory at the expense of truth. It goes on in science as well. So you've got to be, it's back to what we said before. Who do you trust? You've got to trust your own instincts. You got to be educated, and you have to have critical thinking, and don't put your faith in any given unless you have personally experienced it.
Well, there's a great entree into accepting or rejecting various theories, and when it comes to this healthcare situation we find ourselves in, and this has something to do with what you were talking about in the last half hour, the politicization of almost every aspect of this, from that corner, we have study upon study upon study. Not done here, but done in France and in Europe, in Germany and other places. The Z-Pak put together with the medicine that gets rid of malaria has been proven, without a shadow of a doubt, to work in most cases. Not every case, and it's not good for everybody. But the fact that it has been yanked from discussion, the focus here in our country, with one scientist, a medical doctor and scientist who happens to be associated with a number of programs that I do, his name is Ken Kronhaus, who has looked at the data from France and seen how this combo, they call it a cocktail, has worked, and it's been used in other countries as well. It's actually been put forth here in a number of circumstances, but yet still the medical community discounts it and says, well, it hasn't been proven by a double-blind study. Unions are keeping the members, like the out in Smithfield, in North Dakota with the Smithfield plant run by and owned by the Chinese government, the pork producer Smithfield, a union there has told its employees not to take the Z-Pak and the hydrochloric, whatever they call that stuff, the malaria drug. Now, why would they do that? When study after study shows, it may even be that Fauci says, okay, you know, this hasn't been proven. But you know what? And this isn't about Trump, but it works. And it's been proven to work in hundreds of thousands of cases. So why are we, what's the story here? In terms, you want to talk about some kind of a conspiracy, that is maybe politically motivated. Who knows why it's politically motivated? Fauci said that HIV wasn't connected to AIDS. He's not a god of information. He was completely wrong about that. So how is he considered to be the end-all and be-all here?
Well, you bring up a really, really sticky topic and certainly an important one. You know, there's the medical community doesn't want to go on record as, you know, deeming hydroxychloroquine to be the panacea.
It isn't by itself. You got to have the Z-Pack with it.
No, but the point is that this has to do with the process of what's called off-label medicines. And that is medicines that are approved and designed to do one thing actually show that they have the capacity through the way they actualize, the way they operate, to cure something else. And the medical profession has used off-label medicine for years, even before the FDA. And it's like people taking aspirin to prevent heart attacks. Aspirins were designed to prevent headaches. So there's a lot of different... Rogaine was originally developed as some type of a drug for something completely different than hair growth, but they noticed that people who were taking it were growing hair. So all of it, I think ED medications were started for something else, and people noticed they were growing other things. So drugs have many uses, and it's not illegal for hydroxychloroquine to be used. It's up to the doctor and the patient and a thing called informed consent, where you tell them, because every drug has a downside. Everybody listening to this broadcast has probably had the experience where they've gotten ill and the doctor says, I prescribe this, you might get this as a result of it, but here are your options.
Look at the advertising on every television program and radio program where they send 15 seconds telling you why you should use the drug and 45 seconds telling you why you shouldn't.
So with hydroxychloroquine, it is clearly a political situation based upon power. And I'm not going to make accusations. However, remember that Big Pharma is a big business, and some drugs are not expensive and others are. And, well, who knows? It's going to all come out in the end. But the fact of the matter is we all know people who have been cured by that cocktail.
Yep.
I do understand its limitations, but I am very frustrated by the politicking that's been done. And the president, in this case, you know, because Trump said, hey, you know, he didn't do it in a very president. He didn't do it in a very presidential way, okay? He doesn't speak presidentially about these things. So that's a credit against anything he says being believed by many, many people in this country. But when he said, you know, what do you got to lose? You know, we should use hydroxychloroquine. He went a little out of his depth, but he was basically telling the truth. He was basically telling the truth, and people who hate Trump discredited that and thus discredited the drug, you know, because God forbid Trump would be right about something. But then when Trump comes out like he did this week and talk about sunlight and injecting disinfectant into your body, he undoes his own credibility and further discredits the thing that he said that was true. So it's completely...
He steps over himself a lot.
Oh, it's maddening. It's absolutely maddening to see this process.
He's his own worst enemy.
Of course he is.
In many circumstances, because he's right, and then he makes himself wrong.
Yeah.
And if he just would learn how to curb that instinct that he has to talk a little bit more than he ought to, whether it's posting or just saying, I think there are many things he's done that have made dramatic improvements in our country and has done, you know, things that have been fabulously beneficial. But he just steps on it because he can't help himself from being the way he is, which is not presidential, unfortunately. And so then you say, well, what is presidential? I don't know. I know it when I see it. Kind of like one of the, you know, I'll know it when I see it. I know it when I see it. What I feel like. But I really think that he's been right more often than wrong here. And every time he does prove to be right, he gets diddled with because of the political ramifications of who he is and where he is. So, in the meantime, the companies that, you know, I mean, the business of the government, the business of the world, at least the Northern Hemisphere and the Western Hemisphere, have come to a grinding halt.
Oh, yeah, we're stuck in a ditch, you know?
Yeah.
We're stuck in a ditch with a flat tire and no spare, you know? It's like, okay, how do we get where we're going?
Oh, my God, that's fabulous. That's very good. We're stuck in a ditch with a flat tire and no spare.
That's what's happening
right
now.
45 past the hour. In the interest of helping you take care of you, no matter what the outcome right now, in order so you don't get this problem, you don't have this problem, you don't become sick, you need to realize that if you're overweight, 78% of the population that is suffering and dying from this health condition are overweight, in some cases grossly overweight. So here come the folks at Calitrin. They want you to save yourself, help yourself, and sure, it helps them because that's what their business is. They're in the weight loss business. And business is good right now because people are realizing they need to get their weight into the optimum number. And you can do that so easily. So this is such a polished product. Calitrin is a weight loss formula that doesn't have any negatives. There's no stimulants, no drugs, nothing that'll jack you up. You take four capsules before you go to bed and let it do its work. Toploss.com is the website. The code is DJV. Use that. You won't have to pay for shipping, and you'll be able to buy anything over three units. You'll get double the number. So you buy three, get six. Buy four, get eight. You follow the thinking. It's something that they have in store for you right now, and you can take advantage of it between now and the end of April. So do that. Lose weight, and my time is up. Go to toploss.com and use the code DJV to lose the weight.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2 to 4%, and tiredness, 2 to 3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
All right, so Michael, in the minute that remains, the idea of what Big Pharma is doing and what can be done, you know, you can make an argument that they make all their drugs in China because they're cheap. There also is an argument that's coming forth that we got to make a lot of money on vaccine if we can come up with one. So there's, there are people looking at the drug companies askance in all of this as well.
Well, they are, and certainly I'm not going to accuse anybody of anything, but you have to take, you have to follow the money. That's what it comes down to.
Right.
Anything having to do with business or politics, follow the money.
What did Tom Cruise yell in the movie? Show me the money! Well, there it is. That's it. And on that note, we move along here. The Talk Radio Countdown. Check out the list at talkers.com. Check out Michael's interview this week as well.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Once in a while, Chuck Curry brings us the theme from Rocky and what happens measurably, I suppose, and immeasurably is the reality of that visualization. Who doesn't think of Sylvester Stallone running up the steps? Who in the world, who hasn't seen that movie and who hasn't heard this theme and who doesn't visualize the run up the steps? Nobody I know, Chucker. How about you?
No, me neither.
Yep. All right. So Sylvester Stallone has gone to his own hair color. He's getting gray.
Really?
You didn't see pictures of him lately?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
But the reason we actually play that music, not Sylvester Stallone, but Talia Shire's birthday is today. Born 1946 this day, 74 years old. Played the character of Adrian in the Rocky franchise. Was in the first five films. Had a brief flashback cameo, I believe, in Creed, but also was in The Godfather trilogy. Is a sister of Francis Ford Coppola, but for most people will always be known as Adrian in the Rocky
movie. Adrian!
Rocky 1.
Adrian!
Yes.
Adrian! How am I doing, okay?
You know, I got to tell you, looking at that franchise, and it's one of the most iconic franchises of all time, no doubt, but the part five, which I still like, I know critics dump on it, but the one, and I don't really analyze plot points very much, but it never was believable to me that Rocky would have so much money in Rocky IV at the height of his popularity and stardom as that character. And then in Rocky V, Paulie, which was played by Burt Young, invested all their money in bad investments, and they were completely broke. Not just lost half their money or three quarters. I mean, completely broke.
Come on, Chuck.
It never really was believable.
Yeah.
That you could have all that money and then he would have been able to do some sponsorships or commercials, right?
Right. I mean, of course he would.
I know. Yeah. He was reverted back to what he was in Rocky One. That was never really believable to me, but I went with it. What do you?
But of course, you believe the Walking Dead. That's something that is completely plausible.
Greatest show of all time, Doug.
I knew that was. Yeah. What other movies have you? Transformers. That certainly is a believable movie, right? Let's see. What else do we get? Huh? Oh, okay. So,
not really.
But you know, when you start to think about it, that's a very interesting theory.
Yeah.
And maybe you look at the theme of some movies and figure out what's believable and what isn't. For example, in Wonder Woman, is it possible that, you know, there are some supernatural things? The Nazis used lots of supernatural tricks, or tried to win the war. And so when those come out, because the conventional thinking is, that couldn't happen. Well, who would have thought that a virus would almost wipe out the population, or we'd be at war with a bug? But we are. That's what we're at war with a bug.
You know, it's interesting you bring up this topic, because I remember, because I don't like, I really rarely do analyze plot points too much. I remember watching Jurassic World a few years ago, and this guy I knew who's really analytical in the theater, and the movie's over, the audience loves this film, and he walks out and he goes, "That's not believable." And I said, "What?" He goes, "There's no way an insurance company would insure that theme park." I mean, so it goes to show you how people either go with it or they overanalyze. So.
Yep, that's true. But I mean, when you think about some of the most popular movies that aren't based, I made reference to Jerry Maguire a few minutes ago, Show Me the Money, in reference to the pandemic
and
to where money being made on drugs and what's motivating all this stuff. So, you know, but I mean, you think about some of there is a plausibility and a believability to some of the things that are fact-based, some of the good movies that are built around actual events. And then there is that, you know, what I'm saying is we need a variety. And I'm not sure we've had as much variety in movies, these popular movies, of late in the last 10 years or so. And I think that's one of the reasons the box office totals are down, because we have one sort of thing.
It's interesting you say that. On the conference call the other day, Warner Brothers CEO talked about, and he actually said that Warner Brothers, and it's brought up a lot of people taking serious notice here, said that Warner Brothers is going to do an analysis and rethink their movie model theatrically. And then he went on to say that while movies like Wonder Woman 1984 are prime for a theatrical release, he hinted that a lot of the other product that the studio might produce will not play theatrically and might go straight to VOD and streaming, which I think is, like I've been saying, is the way of the future. A movie like The Way Back with Ben Affleck, I love that film, but I don't think they would release that in theaters. I think more would go to VOD in the future than in theaters.
I hope that's not the case. All right, Chuck, you've done a good job as usual. Thank you for being here this Friday. Chuck Curry on the DJV Show.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.